Akashwani presents World News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. New Delhi defends India's oil imports from Russia, calls criticism by US and European Union as unjustified and unreasonable. Russia says it will stop abiding by intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty. European Union to suspend its planned counter-tariffs on US goods for 6 months. And India emerges as world's fifth biggest aviation market in 2024. High-level delegation talks will be held between India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Economic engagement is an important aspect of India-Philippines bilateral relationship. Bilateral trade between the two countries reached $3.5 billion in 2023-2024. In recent times, defense, security, and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded. Presence of Indian companies in the Philippines operating in various sectors like IT, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, textiles, infrastructure, chemicals, automobiles, and agriculture have increased multifold. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Philippines Science Minister Dr. Renato U. Solidam Jr. called on India's Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi last evening. The meeting marked a renewed momentum in India-Philippines science and technology cooperation, anchored by the recently signed Programme of Cooperation, POC, for the period 2025 to 2028. Under the POC, the two countries have agreed to facilitate joint research and development, exchange of scientists, capacity-building programs, and the sharing of non-proprietary scientific data. Dr. Singh said that there is an immense scope for collaboration in agricultural biotechnology, geospatial technology, and disaster risk mitigation, and these areas can be immediate starting points for joint research. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing oil from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. It said that the US had actively encouraged such imports by India at that time to strengthen global energy market stability. The ministry emphasized that India's imports are intended to ensure predictable and affordable energy costs for Indian consumers and are a necessity compelled by the global market situation. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered the house arrest for the country's former president, Jair Bolsonaro. He is on trial for allegedly masterminding a coup plot to remain in office despite his defeat in the 2022 election. This case has gripped the South American country as it faces a trade war with the Trump administration. South Korea and the United States held talks this morning on ways to broaden ties in the artificial intelligence AI sector ahead of an upcoming bilateral summit. South Korea Science Minister met with Director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy in Seoul to explore opportunities for expanding cooperation in the area. According to the Ministry of Science, the meeting took place on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation 2025 Digital and AI Ministerial Meeting. In Bangladesh, the July Declaration will be presented before the nation at 5 p.m. today. The declaration will be unveiled at a public gathering at South Plaza of Jatiya Sangsad Bhavan in Dhaka. Chief Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Professor Mohammad Yunus, is expected to be present on the occasion, reports Bangladesh Sangbad Sanstha. The July Declaration is an official declaration of the July mass uprising of 2024 in Bangladesh. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Russia has officially declared it no longer considers itself bound by the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces INF Treaty. This reversal, Moscow claims, directly responds to the United States and NATO's intentions to place similar weapon systems in Europe and the Asia-Pacific region. The Russian Foreign Ministry accused the US of heightening global risk by testing, producing, and deploying missile systems that were previously barred under the now-defunct INF Treaty. The INF Treaty was a landmark arms control agreement signed by the United States and the Soviet Union in 1987. The treaty required both nations to eliminate and permanently forswear all land-based ballistic and cruise missiles with ranges between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. The INF Treaty had already weakened after the US withdrew in 2019, accusing Russia of violations. The European Union will suspend its planned counter-tariffs on US goods for 6 months following a temporary trade deal with President Donald Trump. The move delays two packages of retaliatory measures, one responding to US tariffs on steel and aluminium, and the other to broader baseline and automotive tariffs. India has emerged as the world's fifth biggest aviation market, handling 211 million passengers, while Mumbai-Delhi was one of the busiest airport pairs in 2024. This was stated by International Airports Transport Association, IATA, which has released the latest edition of the World Air Transport Statistics for 2024. We have a report.
India saw 211 million air passengers last year, a growth of 11.1% compared to 2023, ahead of Japan, which handled 205 million passengers with an annual rise of 18.6%. The US remains the world's biggest aviation market with 876 million passengers in 2024 on the strength of its domestic market, growing 5.2% year on year. China was the second biggest passenger market with 741 million passengers, a growth of 18.7% compared to 2023, while UK was at the third spot with 261 million passengers. Spain stood at the fourth position with 241 million. The figures include all international and domestic passengers departing or arriving in each country. Among the top 10 airport pairs, Mumbai-Delhi was the seventh busiest, carrying 5.9 million passengers in 2024. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Argentina dominated the 2025 Pan American Cup, winning gold in both the men's and women's hockey tournaments in Montevideo, Uruguay. The United States took silver in both categories, while Canada's men and Uruguay's women claimed the bronze medals. With these results, Argentina men and U.S. women secured qualification for the 2026 FIH Hockey World Cup in Belgium and Netherlands. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. New Delhi defends India's oil imports from Russia, calls criticism by US and European Union as unjustified and unreasonable. Russia says it will stop abiding by Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. European Union to suspend its planned counter-tariffs on US goods for 6 months. And India emerges as world's fifth biggest aviation market in 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.